Tanya, for the 30th day of Kislev, Lamed Kislev, is the beginning of Perek Hey. It's on Daf Tes, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 18. In the previous chapter, the Alter Rebbe explained how, as a result of the garments of the soul, thought, speech, and deed, the neshama can come into contact, can grasp that aspect of godliness which by itself, as a neshama in heaven, it would be unable to grasp. Now in Pedic Hay, the Alter Rebbe will explain what grasping means and what the greatness of this grasping is. Pedic Hay. Well, the tesis be a bayit heitev loshen tviso, to explain further and to fully make clear this term tviso, grasping, she'omar Eliyahu les machshava tviso boch, which was a part of the quote of Eliyahu when Eliyahu said no thought can grasp you tviso. So what exactly does this word, this term mean? Hine kol seichel kishemaskil umasik besichle, any intellect when it understands and it comprehends, eze muskol, any subject, any intelligent subject, hare haseichel teifes es hamuskol umakife besichle, the seichel grasps the subject and surrounds it with its mind. The mind surrounds, encompasses the subject. The hamusko, and the subject under study, is nitvasu mukof umelubash, is grasped and surrounded and enwrapped b'teich haseichol shehisige, within the intelligence which is understanding this particular subject. Shehisige v'hiskiloi, that has comprehended it and understood it. Hasaga is bina, and haskola is chachma. So when a person understands a subject, it's both with chachma and with bina. So the chachma and the bina, or the seichel, surrounds the subject and thereby grasps it. V'gam haseichel melubosh bimusko b'shor shemasige v'tefse b'sichli. While at the same time, while the mind is surrounding the subject is also clothed and surrounded by the mind is also clothed and surrounded by the subject. So in understanding, in grasping the subject, the mind is immersed in the subject, meaning that the subject surrounds the mind, and when he has grasped the subject, then his mind has surrounded and envelop the subject. So there's a dual interaction here. The mind is absorbing the subject, while the subject absorbs the mind. Derech Moshul, for example, Kishodon Maven Umasigeza Halocha B'mishne B'gemara Lashur Al-Buryo, when a person understands any halocha in Mishnah or Gemara, and he understands it clearly and thoroughly, Harei Sichle Tefes Umakifesa. What does it mean to understand something thoroughly? To understand something properly, it means that your mind grasps and surrounds the subject. Just as in the physical. What does it mean to grasp something? How is grasping different than touching? Grasping means that you can put your hand around the object. Touching doesn't necessarily mean that you can surround it. You can touch something that is too big to fit in your hand, so you can touch it, but you can't grasp it. So grasping means the ability to surround the object. When your hand can surround the six dimensions, the six limits, six sides that every object has, top, bottom, east, west, north, and south, when you can put your hand around the outer limits of the object, then you have grasped it. The same is true in Seichel, when the mind can see all the limits from the six sides, the dimensions of the subject, then it has grasped that subject. The gam sichle melubish ba be'isasha, And while at the same time, when he is in the process of grasping this Mishnah, or the Halacha in the Mishnah and the Gemara, his mind is absorbed in the subject, so that the subject is actually grasping his mind. Hine halacha zu hi chachmos ha'yudetzeini shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This halacha that he is understanding, the halacha that he is both grasping and being immersed in, is God's will and wisdom. She'ola b'detzeini, because it arose in God's will. She'kishayitein Reuven kach v'kach, that when Reuven will come to court, and his argument will be such and such, for example. Shimon kach v'kach, and Shimon will come and argue in his defense. So in such and such, then God's will dictate that yihi hapsak b'neihem kach v'kach. The halacha says that God's will is that the judge should rule in such a case, in such a fashion. This is the ruling that the judge should come to. If Reuven comes and argues this way, and Shimon argues that way, this should be the conclusion. This is God's will. Ta'afim lehoya v'leyiya dover hazel elam lovi l'mishpat al tainas etviyeselu. And even if it may never come to pass that any two people should ever come to court with these particular arguments, these particular claims, nikol moke me'ach ha'shekach ole b'ritzeini v'chachmosi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In spite of this, since this is what arose in God's will, and in God's wisdom, she'im yiten zekach v'zekach yiapsak kach, that theoretically, if one argues this way and the other argues the other way, that the ruling should be such and such, this is what God's wisdom dictates. This is what God's will dictates, and even if it may never come to pass, and it may never be a practical consideration, yet it remains a divine thing because this is God's thought and God's will. So when a person comprehends in his intelligence this ruling in the halacha as it is set out in the Mishnah, the Gemara, or in the Peskin, then he is grasping and comprehending, O makiv b'sichle, and he is surrounding with his mind the tzeinei v'chachmosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will and the wisdom of God, the les machshav atvisa bei v'lei b'tzeinei v'chachmosei, concerning whom we say that no thought can comprehend him, his will, or his wisdom, ki im b'hislapshusam b'haloches v'haruches l'faneinu, other than when God's will and wisdom, God himself, is clothed in the halacha as it's set out before us. Gam sichle melubish bohem, while at the same time that he is grasping God's will and wisdom as it is in the halacha, at the same time the halacha surrounds his mind, and he is enveloped, he is enclosed within God's will and wisdom. V'hu yichud niflo, and this is a wondrous oneness, a wondrous union, she'en yichud kamehu, there is no oneness comparable to it. V'loi ke'er ke nimta klal begashmi esli yes la'achodim miyuchodim mamesh mekol tzadu pina. There is nothing similar in the physical world to this kind of a oneness, where two things become one from every direction. In the physical, if you want two things to become one, you have to put one into the other. One has to be bigger, the other has to be smaller, and you fit the smaller one into the bigger one. But you can't have where both are surrounding each other and being surrounded by each other at the same time. In the physical, that can't be. But when a Jew studies Torah, he grasps godliness in the most complete and in the most total sense of surrounding godliness while being surrounded by godliness at the same time. Now here a person can think that this is true of any intelligence. Regardless of what subject you're studying, the same thing happens. Your mind is immersed in the subject, surrounded by the subject, while at the same time you are grasping the subject is surrounded and immersed in your mind. So even if a person is studying mathematics, science, whatever it happens to be, the same wondrous union takes place. But the truth is that this happens only with Torah. What the Alter Rebbe is saying is not that when a person studies a Mishnah, he surrounds the Mishnah surrounds him. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the Mishnah is the Eibishter, is God. Torah and God are one. And as a person studies the Mishnah, he is surrounded by God, and he is surrounding or grasping God himself. Now this is not true of any other subject. Because when one studies a subject, he's studying only the concept of that subject. A person studies a building, an architecture, he grasps in his mind not the building. He is grasping in his mind the image of the building, the concept of the building, but not the building itself. Because the building and its architecture are two different things. There is the stone, the material, the wood, the glass that makes up the building, and then there is the architectural design and shape and form, which is the concept of that building. So when a person understands the building, grasps the building, he is grasping only the image of it, the concept of it, the intelligence of it, but not the thing itself. But that's not the case with God and Torah. In Torah, the person is grasping not something about God. He has God himself. And while at the same time, he is surrounded by God himself. And this oneness can happen only in holiness. Only in Torah. In the Hayyim Yain, there is no portion for the day of the 30th of Kislev, because in that year, the year that the Hayyim Yain was written, the Kislev had only 29 days.